About 50,000 people in McLean County are eligible right now to get the COVID vaccine, but we're getting access to less than 2,000 doses a week.
It's going to take us a long time. It's not going to be a quick process.
That's County Health Chief Jessica McKnight. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Monday, January 25th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with how COVID-19 vaccine doses continue to come in slower than McLean County health officials had hoped. More from Eric Stock.
McLean County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says the county expects to get about 1,900 doses from the state this week. The county has about 50,000 people eligible to get the vaccine now.
If the county is receiving between 1,500 and 2,000 vaccine doses a week, it's going to take us a long time. It's not going to be a quick process.
The county has administered about 7,500 vaccines so far. McKnight says a little over half of healthcare workers who were included in the Phase 1 priority group have been vaccinated so far. Essential workers who are currently eligible to receive the COVID vaccine in Phase 1B include a wide swath of the community, everything from police officers and firefighters to teachers, daycare workers, and food processors. Those essential workers, along with people 65 and older, are struggling to get vaccine appointments due to a limited supply. They each waited until healthcare workers and nursing home residents got the vaccine first. McKnight says the county is following guidance from the Illinois Department of Public Health in determining its priority groups. She says it's important to show consistency across the state.
At this time, you know, the counties in Illinois, we need to be united and vaccinating together. Equality across our state.
McKnight continues to urge patience as COVID vaccine supplies remain limited. She says the health department wants to avoid people just showing up at the clinic.
We've seen what has happened in some locations that have had that, where people have been, you know, camped out for days and still not gotten a vaccine. So we are trying to avoid that at all cost, in, you know, protecting the public in these situations.
Hours for the two weekly clinics at Grossinger Motors Arena in Bloomington are limited to the daytime. McKnight says the county will consider expanding hours for the clinics once more vaccines become available. According to the Illinois Department of Public Health, about 0.1% of McLean County residents have had both vaccine doses. The statewide average is five times higher. County health officials have said they expect to trail other counties because those with higher COVID-19 death rates got their vaccines sooner. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Bloomington police are investigating a Saturday afternoon shooting that left one person injured near Oak and Jefferson, just a few blocks west of downtown. The last of five former officials charged with misconduct related to their oversight of Bloomington's arena, Bart Rogers, has pleaded guilty to misdemeanor theft. He also agreed to pay $20,000 restitution to the city. And expect some nasty winter weather for the next 24 hours. We're looking at wintry mix of precipitation through Tuesday morning, parts of central Illinois under a winter storm watch. More on these stories at WGLT.org. Unit 5 schools are still studying the impact of a sweeping new education reform bill passed in the General Assembly. In an interview with Charlie Schlenker, Superintendent Kristen Weichel says various updates on the measure have included conflicting information about implementation dates and which increased graduation requirements for lab sciences, computer science, and foreign languages apply.
So we very much are unpacking it, but we have a lot of those things in place or already in the works. Unfortunately, you know, there are some pieces of that bill that could cause schools to, you know, have to spend more money to meet that requirement. So we're kind of in the process of evaluating what does that mean for us in Unit 5 so we can plan adequately.
What's the easy part of the lift? What do you have already in progress?
So I would say the education piece about education and Black history. We have a multicultural class that will be starting next school year for our juniors and seniors, and we've had lots of conversations about how do we embed more Black history into, either current courses or do we need to add future courses? So those conversations and early work have already started. We don't have a finished product yet outside of the multicultural course at this point.
At least one member of the State Board of Education is criticizing the new language requirements as not educationally sound because they happen too late in the optimum learning curve for kids. They happen in high school or junior high instead of at the grade school level when it's easier to learn a foreign language. What are your thoughts?
What I had heard was that a lot of that primarily came from wanting to make sure students could get into state universities like the University of Illinois. What does that mean for us? Do we currently have enough staff? Would we have to offer different courses to make it work with our current staff? Would we need to hire additional staff? Those are things that I don't have answers to yet, but that we are definitely looking at.
How about the increased lab science requirements? Is that going to be suitable for every student? Not every student is destined to go to college. Some are slated for professional technical educations post high school graduation.
I think with that, we'll have to see what ISBE comes out with as far as guidance on that. And I say that because sometimes, you know, like with foreign language, ISBE will take that and say, okay, yes, students can meet that requirement with foreign language or XYZ. And so I almost wonder if they'll do something like that with the lab science as well. There are a lot of agricultural classes, you know, that have lab-based work that could fall potentially under a science category.
Which pieces of this bill do you know for sure will cost you extra money?
It's likely that the foreign language is probably the first one that stands out that could cost us more money because we offer a variety of foreign languages in Unit 5. And if we have students who, you know, do indeed need to take 2 years of it, that's going to increase the number of students sitting in class. So it just seems logical that that's likely to, you know, increase our cost.
That's Unit 5 Superintendent Kristen Weichel speaking with Charlie Schlenker. Before we let you go, the Bloomington City Council meets tonight at 6. On the agenda is a preview of the next city budget, which will go into effect May 1st. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.